If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
We had a great time. Speaking of beautiful old theaters, the Paramount Theater in Aurora this week has hosted Donnie and Marie Osmond. They've kind of brought their Vegas show to the Paramount. When I was out there talking with Donnie and Marie, buses were lined up down the street. People were waiting in line to get in for a matinee to see Donnie and Marie. And I understand that it's been like that all week long. Not a surprise. I've seen their big stage show, and I mean, it's like watching their old variety show that, you remember, used to be on TV back in the 70s. An amazing, amazing pair of people with a really interesting background. Both of them raised in show business. As you'll hear in a second, Donny Osmond getting his start right here in the Chicago area. He starred in Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat here in the Chicago area. So it was no wonder when I talked with them that I kind of felt like Chicago was their home.
It does feel like I'm coming home. Right? This was home for me for a long, long time with Joseph. So I'm basically a Chicagoan.
Not only Joseph, but did I read correctly that your first appearance on stage?
I started in show business here in Chicago.
In Chicago.
Yeah. McCormick, the old McCormick place, the one that burned down.
Right.
That was where I did my very first live performance.
With Andy Williams.
Yep. Yeah.
What do you remember about that? Do you? Or?
I vividly remember it.
Were you five or six?
I was six at the time, and it was December of 60, and
I wasn't born then.
So the only thing I knew from experience was going on stage in the studio. There's a couple hundred people out there, and there's some cameras. So I run on stage at the McCormick Place. The spotlights hit me and blind me. I don't know there's thousands of people out there. So I sing my song. And at the end, there's cheers and whistles and all these flash bulbs going off. Scared me, ran off stage. And the next thing I heard was Andy saying, "Donnie, get back out here. This is all for you." All this thunderous applause. And it was that moment where I said, "I got to do this the rest of my life."
That's the moment.
That was the moment.
That's a creepy story.
No.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Traumatizing a small child.
No,
seriously. It's like trauma.
The McCormick Place, so Chicago is where it all, I owe it to you guys, basically.
About you, Marie? You've performed here so many times.
Oh, Sound and Music, and I did my Christmas shows. Is your cell phone on?
Yeah.
Oh, it's lovely. And so, but we
a real professional would have turned it off.
Did so many shows, and you know, we're doing shows together. We actually started working together. First time in like 20-something years when we started in Vegas.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to do that for 6 weeks, and now we're in our eighth year. But for years, 20-something years, I did my solo stuff on the road and every fair and festival and honky-tonk and theater and everything else. So, yeah, I've been to Chicago so many, many times. I love it here.
I do. I feel whenever I've interviewed both of you over the years, I feel like, you know, you've returned home. You've come home. I feel like my neighbors or something.
The audiences here, too, are so wonderful.
Yeah. I remember doing a show. Is it the Arlington Raceway?
The old racetrack?
The old racetrack?
Yeah.
I want to say Arlington Racetrack.
Yeah.
So it was one of the largest paid audiences we ever had.
In the actual racetrack?
In the racetrack.
No, he was the horse.
I was the horse. So they set up this stage, and the stadium was just packed. Yeah. And from the stadium to the stage, just packed. I had this frisbee, and I was throwing out frisbees to all these people. That was my moment of Arlington Raceway.
You are an anarchist, Donny Osmond.
Tell me about it.
Going crazy with
you. You know, it's funny, though, because we did both start really young. I was three when I started, and, you know, you said you ran off stage at six. It was very terrifying in a way for a child to get up on stage and do those kinds of things.
I loved every bit of it.
but there is that moment of, what am I doing? I mean, I remember the fittings. I remember being put up on stage by my dad. I remember going out and dancing with Andy. But it's been a very unusual life. We've had a very, very different childhood.
Yeah.
Few people can relate, except maybe like the Jacksons or something like that.
Michael and I would talk about this all the time. What an exciting lifestyle. You know, yes, it has its ups and downs. And they're more extreme than the average life. So you got to be very careful about those extremes. But we're very fortunate to be in a business to make people happy, to entertain people.
Well, how did you guys avoid all of the pitfalls that we hear about with child stars and people that get so much success, so much money, so early in life that often means their death. It means their demise. You guys have had your ups and downs like everybody else, but have succeeded through all of it.
I point to our parents. They walk the walk and talk the talk. I mean, they were just great people. But there were ups and downs that we had to be careful of. You know, we both went through some very serious problems in our lives of depression and anxiety and things like that. You just have to pull yourself out of it.
Well, there was financial things, too.
We lost everything financially in the early 80s.
I think for me, the greatest thing that ever happened to me were my children. Because when, you know, being a not a normal childhood, I have eight beautiful children, and to watch them and try to help them have as normal a life as possible has really just been a beautiful thing to go through that experience with them and to see them grow and be as normal as possible.
Yeah,
and yet
the same thing applies for me because, like yesterday, I live vicariously through my youngest.
We both did it.
Oh, you? That's right.
Yeah, we both did.
Our children.
We flew home.
They graduated.
Graduated.
That was my last.
Yours
one.
Was high school. Mine was from middle school. I still have high school to go through.
Yeah, it was my last child. So we live vicariously through those experiences because we never had them.
And I think that's important because you know what? And I've always said this: God doesn't care who we are. He cares how we do what we do and who we are inside as a person. It doesn't matter. This is our job, but we still have our lives
and
our families.
It's a pretty fun job, though.
To set it aside, but I think sometimes people just think that they become bigger than they are, and I don't think that's right. I mean, everybody on that stage works just as hard, and we appreciate everybody around us, and I think that's something that came from our parents.
But something happens in a room like this that it's called the magic of show business. First day of rehearsal for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, the late Stephen Pimlott, great Shakespearean director, he said to me, the theater is a place where people come to dream in public, and you're in charge of that dream. Mm-hmm. So when you put it in that perspective, what we do on stage is pretty important what we do.
Well,
people come here to be entertained. Yeah. And
to forget their problems for a little while.
For 90 minutes, whatever.
You must hear stories from people all the time.
All the time.
Something was going on in their life, and they saw you perform on television.
All the time.
Well, I have a new album that was just released a couple weeks ago, and it debuted number 10 on Billboard, which is just crazy since I'm 29. But... But it's called Music is Medicine, and I cannot tell you the thousands and thousands of comments I've had on social media saying, you're right, your music has been a part of my life through my childhood, through my trials, through my ups and downs, and there's nothing like music that can take you back to a memory or say something that you can't express any other way. Music is powerful, and it can touch the heart in ways that not many things can, and to be in an industry that is so, you know, music oriented, and also, I mean, besides, I am country, and my album is country, but I also do opera and all these kinds of different musical styles, and we've both done theater and Broadway and all these kinds of things, but it's such a powerful way to let people get away from their problems.
Well, here's an example of what she's saying. Music is so powerful, and you got to treat it with respect. There was a time in my life where I just wanted to get away from puppy love. Please, that was me then. This is me now. So on stage, I was making fun of puppy love. So after the show, I was walking out the stage door, and this lady stops me and says, why did you make fun of puppy love? I said, it's my song. I can do whatever I want to. And then she said something that changed my life. She said, you may have had a hit with that song, but that was a big part of my childhood, and you have no right to mess with my childhood memories.
That's the power, but that is the power of music, and that's what I mean about we are all here to do our job. You can't think up here. It's not right. No. We're all very blessed, and we're all going through this experience called, you know, humanity, and it's we feel very honored that we're still doing what we get to do and love to do.
And it's got to be funny. You know, we can't just give people music, you know, to bring back a memory. What we do on stage.
Well, you seem kind of funny.
Well, yeah. Well, you look kind of funny. But it's just, there are times where the audience is just busting the gut, and we're busting the gut, because every once in a while we'll throw in new lines and just try to trip each other up.
Yeah.
And so it's all-encompassing. It's what we do up there is variety. It's just everything.
There's a certain magic to this show, though. I mean, I've seen the Vegas show, the Christmas show. I've seen several incarnations of your show. There's a certain electricity.
Yeah.
That's a great word.
And really kind of
This is a very fun show here.
Yeah.
People are going to like this show.
Yeah, well, tell us.
It's a mini version of our Vegas show, but it's a the personal aspect of this show is really cool.
Yeah.
The humor of it. I think people will enjoy getting to know us a little bit better.
And the pacing is really, really, really tight.
Yeah.
You have to.
Eat the hammer. Oh.
The pacing has got to be so fast.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays, the attention span of the public is very, very short
yeah.
compared to what it used to be. Mm. So the pacing's there. It's got to be fast.
But you do puppy love, right?
Got to do puppy love.
Got to do puppy love. You do the all the hits, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, not all of them, but, you know, you try to do the ones that people...
We'd be here for days if we did all of them.
I know. We've been 5 decades. Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about Joseph, because, you know, that is still a landmark show.
It is.
In Chicago. You know what's threatening to break your record right now?
What is?
Hamilton will open.
Hamilton is an amazing show.
It'll probably break the Joseph record.
And people are saying that that may beat the Joseph record that Donnie set when he was here. But were you even completely blown away by the reception that you got, the popularity of it? I mean, did you know you were coming into something that big?
No. No, in fact, the Joseph contract was 6 months when it started in Toronto. And then 6 years later, I said, I got to get rid of this loincloth. You know, it's driving me crazy. But no, I had no idea the impact that show would have in this community.
It was a cheap show in the wardrobe department.
Very beautiful.
I had no idea the impact it would have on my life, because that's such a big part of my career now.
Yeah.
I mean, there are certain things that I look back, and peaks and valleys. Puppy Love, Donnie and Marie Show, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Soldier of Love, all those things. But definitely Joseph was one of the biggest, biggest career moves of my life.
Yeah. How about for you, Marie? What are some of those peaks for you? Of course, the Donnie and Marie Show, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you start with Paper Roses. I was 12. That was a decision, you know, because I had so many avenues in the pop world that I could have gone to make that choice to be country was a big decision. Then, of course, our show, Donnie and Marie Show, I think was crazy because it was dubbed into 17 languages worldwide. And then I had a series, you know, Meet Me in Montana, No Stopping Your Heart, CMA Duo of the Year. That we had, and I love country music. And when I made that switch to go into legit singing, I mean, you can't sing country and do, you know, Sound of Music or The King and I, you know, those kinds of shows. Doing Broadway was an incredible experience for me. I remember opening night in King and I was standing, I had 3 weeks to learn that book and have a British accent and to sing legit soprano.
She sounded like Madonna. No, you know what was interesting? I went to one of her rehearsals.
Her new accent. That
I'm like,
she
what?
Has. I know what you. I know exactly. What you're...
Everybody knows what I meant. By that. She doesn't know.
You mean that she speaks with a British? I have a better accent than she has.
No, it was funny. It was funny because I went to one of her rehearsals in New York when she just about to open King and I, and I'm in the audience. I mean, I'm one of the only ones out there listening to my sister sing, and I'm saying to myself, the press are going to rip her apart. Because she's lip-syncing. And I looked, and I said, she's singing this. That's her voice. I thought it was
fun.
Somebody else because of the accent and the tone.
So
yeah, it was fantastic.
But that's half the fun of it, is through the years, the fans have been so good to let us keep doing things. I think one of the other big moments for me is the first time I sang opera publicly was on Oprah when my son passed away. And that was a very moving experience for me because... I had worked like 15 years to learn how to sing that way. But it just, something happened in my heart that day, that the power of music and really how it affects people. So, you know, there like you said, there's always those pivotal moments through your life where music has always, it's always kind of been there. And now, you know, my new album, I mean, it's just, people are so lovely, very gracious, so grateful to the fans.
Aside from touring around right now, new album, and did I read you've got a furniture line now?
I do. DonnieOsmond.com. It's my wife and I, as a hobby, as a little side thought, about 5-6 years ago, thought this would be kind of fun. We'll be business partners, and it'll be something a little small. It is now all across the country. They're shipping everywhere.
It's really cool stuff. I'm actually buying one of his beds.
Are you really?
Yeah, I want to get it for Matthew.
I'll give you a deal. But we had
no, you'll give it to me for free.
I had no idea.
Just gave you a plug.
Yeah, exactly. I had no idea it was going to take off the way it's taken off
right
now.
Deal my butt.
And this week, we're launching in one of the stores here in the area the whole lighting line. We have lighting and furniture and rugs.
No, it's fun to do stuff like that. It's like when I did dolls, you know. I think as artistic people, don't you think it's fun to do other things other than sing?
See, I had to do something like Donny Osmond Home because she's got the Nutrisystem commercials.
Right.
And I'm all about making people couch potatoes. So if you follow me,
then I can get them off the couch.
If you follow me, it's all about relaxation and comfort. You follow her, you're sweating, you're starving.
No, you're not. Are you kidding? It's awesome.
This is like the new version of I'm a little bit country, I'm a little bit rock and roll. It's like the new yin and yang for you.
I'm a little bit furniture,
lazy.
And she's a little bit starving.
Right.
We don't starve on Nutrisystem.
No, I'm kidding.
It's awesome. It's why it works, because they give you versions, but that's diet versions of the
foods
that made you fat.
That's why you need me, and I need you. I make them like couch potatoes, and then they go to you and get in shape.
I just think, we have this interesting chemistry.
Yes,
it's kind of like an acid peel.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
But what would you rather do? Follow her or relax?
I'm much more fun.
No.
He makes a good point, Marie. Yeah.
Hey, watch me on QVC. I have a new exercise piece of equipment.
This promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we've
but that's, a, that's almost... about sweating.
No,
I'm
it's
about
not.
Just like sitting back and...
No, I'd rather live life and be healthy. Okay.
And that's... Is that how you're looking so great? Right now, seriously, because people are
going
to see this and go, oh my God, she looks fantastic.
She put Photoshop in the camera.
No.
You don't know how much Vaseline we have on our lens. No, you look...
Oh,
isn't
you
that
are
the first
so
thing
nice.
I said to you?
You're very sweet.
Is it?
You know what? I think a lot of it is just... I think to love yourself. It's one of the great commandments, you know, love thy neighbor as thyself. I think sometimes we forget the thyself part. I'm not talking selfishness. I don't like selfishness, but self-love. And, you know, I just kind of drew some lines in my life and set some boundaries and got rid of some people that I felt were not, you know, the best thing happening. And... got my life in order, and then this beautiful thing happened that my first husband came back in my life. We hadn't seen each other for over 25 years, and being in love is a beautiful thing, and being happy and to be able to live out the rest of your life in a way that is exciting and fun. I know that a lot of women say, oh, my children are leaving and I'm so lonely, and I'm kind of like, you know what, I have my husband and I'm really excited. Go have fun.
I want to be
with my husband now.
Well, I'm there. Wait till you get... I just went through...
How many years married now?
38. 38 years, yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah, and we just, we're almost empty nesters, and it's hurting. It hurts.
Really? See?
Oh, my
Maybe
goodness.
Because I
it's
didn't have
me.
A happy marriage for 20 years with my second husband that I'm just so in love with my husband that we're so excited to just do everything and live everything. And we're like, no, my job is to teach you to go be independent and flee, have fun. And I love you, and I'm here always.
It's tough.